तन्मे स्वभरतुरवसायम् अलक्षमानो युष्मद्व्यतिक्रं गतिं प्रतिपद्य सद्यः भूयो ममान्तिकम् इतां तत् अनुग्रहो मे यत्कल्पताम् आचिरतो भृत्ययोर्विवासः तन्मे स्वभरतुरवसायमलक्ष्यमाणो युष्मद्व्यतिक्रमगतिं प्रतिपद्य सद्यः भूयो ममान्तिकमितां तद् अनुग्रहो मे यत्कल्पतामाचिरतो भृत्ययोर्विवासः तत् देयरफोर मी माय स्वभरतुः ऑफ देयर मास्टर अवसायम द इंटेंशन अलक्षमानो नॉट नोइंग युष्मत् अगेंस्ट यू व्यतिक्रमा ऑफेंस गतिम रिजल्ट प्रतिपद्य रिपिंग सद्यः इमीडिएटली भूयः अगेन मम अंतिकम नियर मी इताम ऑप्टन तत् दैट अनुग्रह अ फेवर मी टू मी मे टू मी यत् विच कल्पताम लेट इट बी अरेंज्ड अचिरतः अचिरतः नॉट लॉन्ग भृत्तयोः ऑफ दीज टू सर्वेंट्स विवासः एक्साइल Translation and purport by His loving divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. These servants of mine have transgressed against you, not knowing the mind of their master. I shall therefore deem it a favor done to me if you order that. Although reaping the fruit of their transgression, they may return to my presence soon, and the time of their exile from my abode may expire before long. Purport. From this statement, we can understand how anxious the Lord is to get his servitor back into Vaikuntha. This incident, therefore, proves that those who have once entered a Vaikuntha planet can never fall down. The case of Jaya and Vijaya is not a fall down. It is just an accident. The Lord is always anxious to get such a devotee back again to Vaikuntha planets as soon as possible. It is to be assumed that there is no possibility of misunderstanding between the Lord and the devotees. But when there are discrepancies or disruptions between one devotee and another, one has to suffer the consequences, although that suffering is temporary. The Lord is so kind to his devotees that he took all the responsibility for the doormen's offense and requested the sages to give them facilities to return to Vaikuntha as soon as possible. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Adadanasya Tranam Drante Ridam Yache Punapunaha Srimadrupapadam Bhojau Dhulisyam Mama Janmani Janmani Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Savadutam Barijana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha Tatsva Bhurtur Avasyam Avasayam Alakshamanav Yushmat Vyatikramaha Gatim Pratipadya Satyaha Huyaha Mama Antikam Itam Itam Tat Anugraha Yat Kalpitam Achirat Bhratayoho Vivasaha. So here in this verse we can see the Lord's intense desire to not to stay away from his servitors or devotees. And that's why he is asking favor from Chatushkumara. Can you imagine? Here Lord is asking favor. That's why renunciation is one of the opulents of the Lord. Being the Lord of Vaikuntha, being the supreme personality of a Godhead, but in his heart he accepts Brahmanas as worshipable and he is seeking favor from them. Now the question comes, Brahmanas are also the creation of their Lordship. Then why they are so much dear to him? Sit. Why is it so? What is that binds the Lord so much to the people who are Brahmanas? Yesterday we were reading from Yashopanishad. And there Prabhupada clearly explains that the people who follow Varnashrama, they are known as the followers of Vedas. And all over the world, this Varnashrama is followed directly or indirectly. Varna and Ashrama. The human society is divided into or classified into 8 categories according to one's activities and lifestyle. So one is like the way you perform your activities, and second is your spiritual life, ashrama. And all over the world it is followed. So Brahmanas, when the Prabhupada very clearly mentions that Brahmanas means an intelligent class of a people who has understood the Brahman, the most important part. The intelligent class of a man who understand the Brahman. कौन है यार किचन में? देख लो थोड़ा उसको, किसके साथ चिल्ला रहे हो? दरवाजा बंद करने के लिए बोलो उसको। Why he is so much attached to them? Because they are too attached to their lordship. In the previous verses, Lord has explained why he is so attached to them. He says that they can't live without me. And they don't know anything other than me. So their knowledge starts and ends with me only. And then don't go beyond that. And that's why Lord is too attached to them. And out of his love for them, he shows that respect. So sometimes people, they demand respect rather than commanding it. Commanding it means the way should you behave or way should you reciprocate with them, that itself commands the respect. Like one of the purport in fifth chapter of first canto, Prabhupada writes there, a shyness is the quality of women that really attracts the respect from men. And there he gives an example. In Calcutta we have seen even a sweeper is well respected those days by the gentleman. Why? Because she has a shyness. That's the quality. The way she used to behave in society, that attracts the respect. So the Brahmanas, they are so attached to their lordship. Their behavior is so chaste to the Lord that even Lord is respecting them and he is asking favor from them. He would have ordered them, no? Rather than giving this curse, you can give this curse. But does he interfere in their decision? Then Maharaj Dashrath has to suffer for the curse of Brahmana. Huh? Ramachandra, he has delivered Ahalya from the curse of her Brahmana husband, who, Gautam Rishi. Huh? Then he would have delivered Dashrath also, no? Does he interfere with the decisions of Brahmanas? But he is asking, please do favor on me and let them come as soon as possible back to Vaikuntha. To understand the Lord's intense desire to get back the jivas to Vaikuntha or his own place, Goloka Vrindavan, we should read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Second part, where Sanatana Goswami Pad very nicely explains that how Gopakumar, he goes back to the spiritual world. And when he reaches to the Goloka Vrindavan, Lord is playing other with his own friends. And as soon as he sees that he's just on the threshold of Goloka Vrindavan, Gopakumar is standing. Lord leaves everyone behind and he runs towards him. He goes and embraces him, hugs him with such an intense love that both they faint and they fell down. Again they got up. Again they saw each other. They cried profusely. Again they fell down. When it happens, when you meet the most intimate friend of yours, it never happens with parents, it never happens with even wife, but when you meet a very close and intimate friend who is just next to your heart, this is what happens. So that much intense love that Lord has for each and every living entity, irrespective of his caste, creed, position, locality. The most important thing is consciousness. That's why it is says that Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyena Bhuja. You can't judge the activities of Vaishnava externally because you don't know what relationship he has with the Lord. And then Rupa Goswami Padina, his Padyavali, he writes one shloka. He says that Vyadhasya Acharanam. You can't put everyone on the same plane, because everyone has his own way of reciprocating with the Lord. Here he says that Vyadhasya Acharanam. This hunter, what sort of a social etiquette that he had? There are two hunters famous in the history who were favored by the Lord's devotees. Who are they? Valmiki, Ratnakar, and second is Mrigari. And both are favored by Devarshi Narada. It's not that by their own qualification. Sometimes people, they think that it's by my own endeavor I have to attract the mercy of Lord. These are the examples. What Ratnakar did, that he got the mercy of Narad Muni. It was causeless mercy of Narad Muni that he went to them. And he gave them. He made them qualified to render the service to Lord. In Purvashram, Ratnakar was a Brahmin. But because of his intense desire for sense gratification, he mingled with so many undesirable people. He got badly habituated with their bad habits. He quit everything as a Brahmana. Even though born in a high family, but behaved always like a low-class person. They are called as a Dvijabandhus. And he started living in forest and maintaining his family by hunting and looting the stress passer or people who were just passing through that forest. But you can see, the Lord's devotees are merciful to those who are more sinful. So Naradji, all the way from nowhere, he came and gave his mercy to this Vyadha. So your social etiquettes or your behavior, the way you present yourself is not that much attractive for the Lord. That does not mean that you should live like aborigines, basically staying in the cities, but at least you should follow some etiquette that is relevant. But you can't expect from everyone. Then few people think that, oh, now you are too young to understand all these things. So just keep quiet. Are Dhruva Sacho Vaya? What was the age of Dhruva? Huh? Was he 75 years old? Or 67 years old? What was his age? At the age of a 6. He was able to establish his relationship with the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Few people think that it may be the education. I need to be a literate person. So I should hold this degree, that degree. Huh? Not necessary. Vidya Gajendra Sekha. What is the qualification of Gajendra? Has he done his doctorate from Ohio University or Oxford Stanford, which university has gone? That is exaggeration because they were not there that time. But he was an animal, but still he was able to establish his relationship with the Lord. And further he says, Kubjaya kim nama rupa guna adhikam kim tat sudamno dhanam. What was the beauty of Kubja? Was she a very attractive woman that Lord got attracted to her? The name itself says, what was she? Hunchbacked. Who has a vikara in her body. And what was the opulence of Sudama? Was a very rich man. Nowadays in some society it has happened, the rich man is given more preference. They think that they are maintaining temple. But Lord is attracted to whom? People like a Sudama. Kim tat sudamno dhanam. Then further he says, few people think that I should be born in well-known families, very high-class family. Then that may attract the Lord. Vamshaka Vidurasya. What was the dynasty of Vidura? He was always considered as a Dasiputra. In previous days, any landlord or any rich person, if he gets used to get married, or kings, they used to get married. Along with their wife, her friends or servants used to come. And they also used to become a part of that king or that husband's enjoyment. And from there also he used to get a progeny. So same way, Vidura's mother, she was a Dasi. And he was born out of that Rajadasi. But still, Lord adored him. As in the beginning of this third canto we have read, that at the time of quitting his pastimes, Lord remembered Vidura. Can you imagine? Vidurji was that much dear to their lordship. Not because he was born in particular vansha, but because of his one wonderful quality that he explains at the end of this verse. Then he says, some people they think that I should show my capabilities. I should show that who am I, what I am. Then Lord will get attracted to me. Then he asks questions. Yadavopate ugarasya kim paurusham. What was the capabilities or powers of or Paurusha of Ugrasena? He was put into prison by his own son, Kansa. And then Rupa Goswami Pad says, Bhaktya tushyati kevalam nacha gunaihi Bhakti Priyo Madhavaha. So what is most essential thing for Madhava? Is Bhakti. That pleases him. And whoever performs this Bhakti, they are very dear to their Lordship. And then Lord is ready to do anything and everything for them. That's what he has mentioned himself in previous verses of this chapter. That I am ready to do anything for them. And that's why he came runningly without sleepers at the gate of Vaikuntha. And his relationship with them is so intense that he's asking their favor for him. Prabhupada says in the purport, In case of Jaya and Vijaya, it was not their fall down. It is just an accident. Nobody does accident knowingly. If it is done knowingly, then it is a murder. Planned. But accident means apaghat. Without any intention, unknowingly the things happen. So the same thing that has happened at the gate of Vaikuntha, and here to rescue his dear devotees from the curse of other devotees, Lord came and interfered. But how he has interfered? He has interfered in very polished manner. He is asking favor from the one devotee for the other devotee. And Prabhupada says here, it's very essential that it is to be assumed that there is no possibility of misunderstanding between Lord and his devotees. But when there are discrepancies or disruptions between one devotee to another, one has to suffer the consequences. Although that sufferings are temporary. And all the pastimes of the Lord, you can see that. There was the discrepancies and disruption between Kaikeyi and Maharaj Dashrath. Who suffered for that? Both they suffered. But because of that, someone also got benefited. Who got benefited?
Rishi in the forest.
Exactly. All the rishis in the forest, they got the chance. Otherwise, how Lord Ramachandra would have gone to Dandakaranya? Is there any possibility? And neither these the rishis and munis who were staying in the Dandakaranya, they would have not come to see their lordship. Again, we have to understand that how Lord is merciful to his devotees. He is ready to do anything for them. They had a desire to see their lordship, so all the way he made such an arrangement that he cancelled his own coronation and he accepted the dress of forest dwellers and he went to the forest. Who will do that? Only he. And that's why one of the name of the Lord is a ghatita ghatana patiyasi. He is expert in getting them the things which are very difficult to happen. And that is out of Allah. Yesterday was Purnima. It was the appearance day of one of the greatest devotees of the Lord, whose love and whose service attitude is unparalleled. No one can try to fathom that. What a service attitude he has for their lordship. What an intense love that he has for their lordship. It's incomparable with anyone. And Lord is so much bound to him that he kept him in this material world. Generally, Lord Ramachandra is considered most benevolent to the living beings. So when he came, he even delivered his own enemies and took them back home, back to God. Then question arises, why Hanumanji is still there in this world? Everyone was gone back with him to the Saket after he wind up his pastime. Then why not Hanumanji? What was the reason?
His mind.
Huh?
His mind.
If you love someone, definitely you would like to take that person with you, no? You don't want to stay away from that person. To whom? Pandeji?
To help their devotees to come to back to Godhead.
See, Lord is so merciful. What he says, Naham Vasami Vaikunthe, I don't stay in Vaikuntha. Yoginam Rudhyeshuva, he says, neither I stay in the heart of yogis. But where do I stay? Mad bhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishami narada. Wherever my devotees, they sing the glories of mine, there I reside eternally. So Hanumanji desired that let me stay back here only. Because the glory of their lordship will be discussed anywhere and everywhere till the end of this Kali Yuga. So he thought that it's better to be here only and take part in the Kirtan of Lord's holy name. So it is said, and once Prabhupada was giving lecture somewhere in Western countries only, and he went into totally ecstasy. Whole hall was surcharged with some spiritual energy. And he continued with the Kirtan. And devotees were surprised, why Prabhupada is so intensely today chanting only? Why he is not speaking? Then Prabhupada's servant, he asked him, what happened, Prabhupada? Then Prabhupada said, there was Devarshi Narad, he came to visit us. And then he said that, whenever there is an intense kirtan, chanting the holy name of their lordship, then Hanumanji and Naraji, they come always there. They became the part of that kirtan. So whenever there is a discussion about Lord Ramachandra's wonderful pastimes and chanting the holy name of their lordship, Hanumanji is always there. And he clearly says, my lord, I may come with you, but I will not have that intimate association with you, that what I am going to have it here. And hearing about your pastime is more, yes, it gives more bliss than being with you. And that's why Hanuman just stays here. And as you said, then somebody should be there who can take back, and it's Hanumanji who has that capacity to take back. Dasottama. He is topmost among the servants of their lordship, and it is unparalleled. And his mood of serving their lordship is so intense that Lord changes his form for the sake of Hanumanji. There's a nice story. Once in Dwarika, Garudji and Satyabhama, both they were thinking themselves a little bit superior. Satyabhama was thinking, Lord is so much attracted to me, you know. He is always with me. There are so many coins, but he thinks me a special. And Garudji thinks, who am I? I am the carrier of their lordship. By whose free will everything runs, I am carrying him on my shoulder. So I am a great. And Lord never likes that his devotee is getting puffed up with their position, with their status. He makes sure that they should be put down from their false ego. So what he did, he asked Garuji, just go and get Hanumanji. I wanted to see him. Within a fraction of a moment, Garuda was zoom, went to the Kim Purusha Loka. And he saw that Hanumanji is blissfully chanting, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. He was totally engaged in that. Then he tried to disturb him. Okay, come on, let's go. Dwarkadish wants to meet you. He wanted to see you. Let's go. But he was totally absorbed. He was not able to hear anything other than the Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Then Garuda thought that he is not coming like that, so let me lift him. And he tried all his best of capacities, all his strength. He was not able to move him even the size of mustard seed, what to speak of lifting him and carrying him. And he came back totally exhausted. And then Dwarkadish said, what happened? So the Garuda said, it's not possible for me to. Then he looked at Sudarshan. What is your plan? Sudarshan said, I am so swift, I can go just like this and get him back. So Sudarshan also went. And this time he asked Garuda also to go and tell Hanumanji that Prabhu Ramachandra wants to meet you in Dwarka. So he went there. Because Sudarshan thought that he is offensive to their lordship, so I should go and punish him. So Sudarshan went to punish Hanumanji. Because Sudarshan also had the pride that I am the weapon of their lordship. Sudarshana means Lord Krishna. So he also went. So Garuji went first and he said that Hanumanji, Shri Ram. Before speaking the whole sentence, Hanumanji came to know that what is the Lord's desire. And he just swiftly came to the Dwarka. Sorry, actually Sudarshan never went there. Lord asked Sudarshan to be at the door and don't let anyone inside. Sudarshan said, I'm a powerful, who can come? So he was at the door. And the next moment, Hanumanji is in front of the Dwarkadish, and Dwarkadish has transformed himself as Lord Ramachandra. Satyabhama into Mother Sita. And Hanumanji is rightly sitting in front of them and praying to them. And then Garudji came with hanging his face down. He thought that this time also I'm not able to bring Hanumanji. So Lord, what Lord will think? And for his surprise, he saw Hanumanji is there in front of Dwarkadish. And Dwarkadish is not there, but there is Lord Ramachandra and Mother Sita. He was totally surprised. His pride was crushed down. Then Lord asked, Hanumanji, you came here, nobody restricted you? Yeah, he said there was a Sudarshan. Then where it is? Then he opened his mouth and Sudarshan came out. So Hanumanji was so powerful, he can keep Sudarshana in his mouth without nothing happening to him. Sudarshana Mahajwala Surya Koti Samaprabha. It is so furious and so effulgent that billions of sun can't compare with his effulgence. There are nothing in front of him. And that Sudarshan was in the mouth of Hanumanji. And he was just looking at their lordship. And then he asked their lordship, "Can I ask you one question?" He said, "Why? What happened?" He said, "My lord, where is Mother Sita?" Then Lord Ramachandra looked at her. "She is here." He said, "No, she is some maid servant of her. She can't be a Mother Sita." And then Satyabhama also realized that, who is she? What is her position? For the sake of Hanumanji, Lord Krishna transformed himself as Lord Ramachandra. So that was the intensity of Lord's devotee to worship Lord in a particular form. And that same way Lord reciprocates with him. That is what ye yatha mam prapadyante tam satayva bhajamyam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the way they want to worship me, the same way I reciprocate with them. And Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur used to say that, don't try to see Lord, but serve him in a such a way that he should come to see you. Hey, who is that rendering such a service? And such a devotees are so dear to the Lord that Lord asks favor from them. So any comment, any question? Yes. If you realize and contemplate on that, life is successful. How wonderful is my Lord? That's why there is one chapter in Bhagavad Gita, Wonderful Krishna. The title of that chapter itself is a Wonderful Krishna. Because his activities with his devotees are so attractive. Material point of view, you can't understand them. But if you have an intense love for him, his activities are adbhut. Wonderful. Hare Krishna. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.